720 WGN. Hey, it's Amy Guth and Rex Hupke. Normally, it is time for the Wintrust Business Lunch, but we're going to, you know, it's a holiday weekend, so we're just kind of mushing it all together. And Rex Hupke from the Tribune and I are going to be hanging out with you until about 2:30 when we turn things over to pregame and get you ready for all of that good stuff. We got lots to do on the show today. We're going to talk a little bit about some Thanksgiving traditions, especially if you have kind of an unusual one. We definitely want to hear from you about that. But we also have a lot of stuff going on here in Chicagoland today. Of course, it is Black Friday, so lots of people are out behaving badly, fighting over toasters, and some people are acting lovely-y. So we will be checking in with folks. And, of course, if you're out doing some Black Friday shopping and you see something funny or crazy or fun or heartwarming or whatevs, give us a call. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. And, of course, a little bit later, it's us, right? So we can't stay away from politics for too long.
No, it's physically incapable of such a thing.
Right. We do Guth and Hupke on politics right to WGNradio.com. We do a podcast so you can visit the website. You're visiting the radio now. Visit the website.
Thank you for visiting.
here's some of those podcasts where we talk about politics in depth. There's a little bit of crying, but don't worry about that. Just keep going with those. So we're going to touch on politics a little, but we'll keep it light because I know you're out making merry or hiding or whatever from all that today.
It is officially the holiday season.
It is officially the holiday season here in the Allstate Showcase studio here on Michigan Avenue. There is so much merry stuff going on around us. There's lots of it. It is trimmed.
It looks like somebody took a big box of Christmas stuff
and it exploded.
Dropped a grenade in it. And
Christmas
here we sessions. Are.
But it's quite pretty. It's very beautiful.
It is. No,
and
it's nice.
A minute ago, though, the tree, there's a lovely Christmas tree right behind us here in the studio. And a minute ago, I feel like it was making noise. So I don't know if there's a creature in it.
Well, there is about a foot and a half tall Mrs. Claus on there that's kind of freaking me out.
And she's kind of staring at the back
honest.
Of my head.
Yeah. So it could be that she was the one making the noise. I'm not sure.
That's from our friends at Tree Time. And we're going to be possibly doing a little bit of a giveaway later. But, yeah, I'm a little nervous about the Mrs. Claus. I'm kind of scared of her.
She looks like she may be out for vengeance. I don't know why.
Yeah, so maybe not her. But we love all of our partners here, indeed.
And yeah, it's
they
a
have
beautiful
done
tree.
A fine job of decorating here in the studio. We have lots to talk about. But you know what? Let us start with Thanksgiving. Hello and belated happy Thanksgiving to you, Rex Hupke.
And the same to you.
What did you do yesterday?
I ate quite a bit of food, as did most, but we always start out doing a turkey trot. Not so much because we are avid runners or incredibly healthy per se, but more because it makes us feel better about what will come after.
What's going to happen. Okay.
After said exercise.
All
so,
right.
It's actually, I really like that. I think it's a fun way to kind of start the day. You get out, get a little air instead of just being completely sedentary the entire
day. And then you can be totally smug the rest of the day with the turkey trot t-shirt on. I saw those people out.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday. Yeah. I actually pointed out that the worst people at any kind of 5K are the ones who ran a couple miles to warm up first.
That's true.
Those are the ones you really want to stay away from.
There is a fascinating book. I'm going to go super nerd for a minute. There is a fascinating book called Why We Run by the author's last name is Heinrich. He won the 1981 Chicago Ultra Marathon. And I read that book several years ago with great fascination. It's an ultra. That's 100 miles.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's very, very long.
Right.
And it's like when you're watching, like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas or any of those like epic drug and alcohol related movies, at the end of it, you feel hungover.
Yeah.
Right. Just having watched it. It's like that with that book, that you just feel like you've descended into just complete madness and a swirl of crazy with him and emerged. Halfway through the book, the guy gets a knee replacement and 2 weeks later does a 40-mile training run.
Oh, my Lord.
He would run a marathon up to the starting line of a marathon and then run a marathon and then run one more just to train.
I can't even continue. I hesitate to drive 26 miles, much less to actually run it, so I can't even begin to conceive.
I don't even take an Uber that far.
Yeah, like, yeah. No, I mean, it's an incredible accomplishment. I mean, anybody who's run a marathon is a miraculous in and of itself, but the ultramarathon stuff is like outer limits.
If you have a super runner in your life and you're looking for a gift for them, I recommend that book. Like someone who's going to super nerd out on the mechanics of running, it's a good one, because the guy's also writing his PhD dissertation and using himself as a test subject through the book. It is crazy, but it's really good.
Does he talk about, I mean, do you kind of go slightly insane while you're running something like that? I mean, I think the mental part would be very difficult.
I think you'd have to. And what he's doing in the book is he's looking at groups of animals and insects and like emulating whatever it is in them that makes them either have stamina or a burst of fastness or whatever and trying to put that on himself. Like he's looking at bees and their ability to fly miles and miles and miles.
Right.
And he's like, okay, I need to find what is the human equivalent of like nectar. And he decides it's like flat beer. So he's stashing six packs of beer around his training course. And then he's like putting frozen cans of cranberry juice in OJ. I mean, you're like, I'm going crazy with you.
That's odd.
And also maybe a little bit drunk.
Yes.
Stop and chug a six pack of flat beer. That sounds ridiculous.
I'm going to just say I'm comfortable with not doing any
right.
of that.
So you did the turkey trot, yes. And I assume there was no six packs of flat beer involved.
Right. Yeah, none whatsoever.
And then didn't you say you do kind of a different take on the Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah, we do. We're not really big on fancy food or that sort of thing. And so what we usually wind up doing is going up to relatives the day after Thanksgiving and having a more traditional Thanksgiving dinner. So on actual Thanksgiving, we take our kids to the grocery store. They can each pick out anything, one of anything they want. And so, of course, it's something, you know, ridiculous. Like,
sure.
You know, just whatever's going to make your head explode, go for it. And so we wound up yesterday with a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, you did.
A triple chocolate cake. And that was those are the two things they picked out. Then we had, you know, Doritos and we had some like weird, it was one of those like Dorito mixes that's taco flavor. I mean, just hideous, but
sure.
That's what they like. And then some soda and we had, you know, we got like a ham. We didn't even bother with a turkey. We just got like we just needed some form of protein to kind of justify all the other stuff. And, you know, some potatoes and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, we just do that and it's like we sit around in our pajamas all day. We don't go anywhere. We don't dress up. It's totally not fancy. We hang out. We watch a movie, watch a little football. And it's honestly just, it's the greatest day because there's no pressure.
Yeah.
There's no weirdness. You know, we don't have like sort of family members who we haven't seen in ages coming along or anything like that.
Right.
And it's really, we love it and the kids love it. And, it's just kind of a nice tradition, albeit bizarre.
Completely unhealthy.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would be like, wait, Doritos? What the hell's wrong with you? You know, but hey, that's where we are.
That's fun. I like that. And I always like the idea of like rethinking tradition and doing your own thing. Cause sometimes traditions can be so, there can just be like a lot of pressure and a lot of expectation. Everything has to be perfect and
yeah.
has to be just this certain way. Because why? Who
right.
says? We
yeah.
can do anything we want.
Exactly. How about yourself?
I volunteer on Thanksgiving and I love that and I love doing that. And I was up at a community kitchen up on the north side of town and I think we served about 600 people.
That's awesome.
And it's so satisfying to do that because, you know, there's folks that are, you know, maybe that's the food they have for that day.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to make to-go containers for them, but I always smuggle in some Ziploc bags because I feel like if you're, you know, if you're struggling, if you have food scarcity, I want them to take food with them, you know, even
yeah.
or later. So I think I make friends there because I've got like, here, I can hook you up with a Ziploc bag. I can help you out.
You know, people are listening to this, right? You're not going to be in trouble with the,
the soup kitchen. People are going to be so mad at me. So, so I think that's really fun and satisfying to do and just kind of, you know, make it about the big picture
yeah.
for the day, which I think is really great.
And it's another good way to be smug, too. If you can't be, you know, if you're not smug about having worked out or done something prior to eating, you can be smug about having done something nice for people because you can say, oh, so what did you do today?
Right.
Oh,
right. When people are like, man, I'm so full and I'm so mad that this didn't work out at my table. And I'm like, yeah, well, I volunteered. So,
yes.
No, I'm not smug about it. I think it's great. But
no, it really is. I agree.
There was a problem this year, and that was there were too many volunteers, which is a great problem to have.
Uh-huh.
And it was almost like we were in the way.
Oh, wow.
And so it became a little of like, I was here last year. I know the ropes. Bye.
You know, I do. I mean, I think that a lot of people, obviously, as you saw, a lot of people do that. And I think there are a lot of people who want to, you know, get their kids out and do something
yeah.
like that on a holiday like Thanksgiving or Christmas or whenever. I think there's a bigger focus now maybe
sure.
on instilling that kind of
yep.
thinking in people and making people appreciate, especially younger people, appreciate what they have and,
yeah, for
and
sure.
the need and the goodness that comes from helping other people. So
yeah, yeah. There was
a great thing.
There were some kids there yesterday volunteering with their parents and the kids were stars. You know, they were
yeah.
funny and I think some of the folks, especially there was a lot of elderly people that were there and I think it was, you know, nice just kind of hang out and be with kids because kids are so open
right.
and silly and fun and bring so much joy with them. And
they don't judge.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have any like
yeah.
preconceived notions most of the time anyway.
Right.
And
so it's pass fail. Like, are you nice? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good.
Right, exactly.
So
yeah,
good time.
Good to see.
Well, if you have some kind of unusual Thanksgiving traditions that you'd like to tell us about, 312-981-7200. We are with you till 2:30. Amy Guth and Rex Hupke right here on 720 WGN. Thank you. 720 WGN. Hey, it's Amy Guth and Rex Hupke hanging out today in for Bill and Wendy and in for Steve Virchin for the Wintrust Business Lunch. We're just mixing it all together and talking about all the things. Well, my friends, as you know, it is Black Friday, and so there's lots of stuff going on in the world. And here to check in with us about all of that is Chicago Tribune's own Lauren Zimbach. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure to have you on. So how is it looking? Because I got to say, we're sitting here in the Allstate Showcase studio looking out on Michigan Avenue, and it's not quite as crowded as I remember it being in years past on Black Friday.
You know, and that's sort of what we've been hearing. We've got a team of reporters out at retail areas and shopping centers in Chicago and the suburbs. And, yeah, things generally don't seem to be quite as packed as they have been. We heard Thanksgiving evening was a little bit busier. That's when a lot of the bigger stores like Walmart and Target started their doorbusters. But, you know, as stores keep moving the deals a little bit earlier, make more of the same deals available online, you know, there are a lot of people who say, if I can do it from home, one less reason to get up early and brave the crowds on Black Friday morning.
Well, I can't argue with that. Do we think that's really the, I mean, is that basically why, or do we think there's more to it? I think there was some speculation about people are just kind of worn out after the election, and maybe that's keeping people out of shops too.
That definitely could be the case. You know, I think from retailers to customers, analysts, pretty much everyone I've talked to has said that, you know, elections don't usually have much of an impact on consumer spending, but there's not a whole lot about this election that has been usual.
I was going to say, this one is very special, though.
It's a bit odd, indeed.
So I know some of the retailers are hoping that, you know, if people have been distracted by the election up till now, you know, now it's over and done, and they'll start looking at the ads and thinking about what they're spending for the holidays. So
might
I think we're going to have to wait and see on that one.
Maybe retail therapy, sort of, for some.
Maybe. I've heard that argument more than once. So.
And do you have a sense of, and I know I'm putting you on the spot with this, you may not have data right in front of you, but do you have a sense of kind of what are the stakes of Black Friday economics-wise? I think it seems like stores tend to kind of panic if this particular weekend doesn't have some pretty high turnout. Does it usually kind of pan out in the long run by the end of the holiday season, or is it really critical to have a big initial weekend for retailers?
Well, and, you know, like we were saying a little bit earlier, too, I think it's changing as stores start spreading some of that out. So, you know, holiday season is the biggest time of year for retailers. And in the past, Black Friday really has been, you know, the kickoff to that. You know, single biggest day of sales, and has been a really crucial time. But, you know, as they start moving the deals up earlier, you know, starting the big Black Friday sales are now on Thanksgiving. Most of them now have big promotions that start, you know, throughout the whole week leading up to it or even earlier. So I don't have hard data to point to right now, but, you know, a lot of the retail industry analysts I've talked to have said that as the season does spread out like that, you know, you can still have a very good holiday season, even if Black Friday isn't maybe as big as it was a few years ago.
Right, indeed. Well, maybe we will see. It'll probably take a week or two to get all the numbers together, but maybe we'll see that it looks like everyone just said, you know what, I'm going to stay in yoga pants and do my shopping at home online, which is a choice I can't argue with.
Not at all. And any opportunity
to
stay comfortable is fine with me.
I endorse that choice very, very much. Well, Lauren Zimbach from the Chicago Tribune, thanks so much for checking in. Maybe we'll check in with you a little bit later and see if it's still a quiet Black Friday or if things picked up a little bit later in the day. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. WGN. Hey, it's Amy Guth and Rex Hupke in for Steve Bertrand and also Bill and Wendy. We're hanging out with you until 2:30 when we turn things over to the pregame show and then on to the game. So, my friends, lots to talk about today. It is, of course, Black Friday, and so lots of people are out shopping and doing all the things, and we're all still kind of recovering from Thanksgiving. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about Thanksgiving traditions that are sort of not traditional at all. So if you have one you'd like to share with us, by all means, 312-981-7200. If you do something a little different and kind of switch things up in your family, I'm all for that.
The crazier, the better, I say.
Right.
Yes.
He who celebrated Thanksgiving with Doritos and Krispy Kreme. Right.
Yes.
Right.
It'll make me feel better.
Right. Indeed. Indeed. But, you know, as we were also before the break talking with Lauren Zumbach from the Chicago Tribune upstairs, and she was telling us about how it's a little quieter this year on Black Friday. Not as many people are out. And we are sitting here looking at that with our own eyes. There's people out shopping, doing stuff, but it's a lot. It's not busier, I think, than like a normal weekday.
Yeah. No, I was really surprised.
So I'm sure a lot of that has to do with online shopping, because there is great appeal in shopping from the comfort of your own home without pants.
Yes, absolutely. I think that the online shopping has stretched it out, so it's not just Black Friday anymore. It used to be such a central day. And then it's also been fairly well established that the actual best savings wind up coming more in December, closer to Christmas, than on Black Friday. Not everybody wants to wait until then, of course, but still, I don't know that you get some great deals, I guess, on Black Friday, but there are more deals to come. It's not like it's the only chance you'll have.
It used to be so different. It used to be like it was worth getting up at ungodly o'clock.
Right. So I think that for a lot of people, Black Friday has stopped being so much about just the great savings and more about a tradition. Because a lot of people, not my thing personally, but a lot of people love to do it. I mean, every year they do it. It's fun. You know, they at Thanksgiving, and then they wake up at 4 a.m. or something and go to the mall or go wherever. I've heard, dozens of people over my life I've talked to where that's a big thing for them. You know,
I want to talk to those people right now. 312-981-7200.
Yeah,
seriously, if that's a thing that you do, I want to hear from you. If this is already like it's almost 12:40, so if that is like if it's already feeling like 5 p.m. to you because you've been up for hours, I would love to talk to you about that because I find that fascinating. To me, that's overwhelming. Shopping is not. It's an exercise in efficiency to me. I'm like, I want to just go in and get my thing and leave.
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing the things. And like crowded shopping is horrifying to me.
Yeah.
But I hear that, right? I know. I mean, people want traditions. People do that. I know a couple of people that do that really get up at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And do lots of shopping. I know people that are finished with their holiday shopping, completely finished. But and have already had a nap and a cookie at this hour of the day on Black Friday.
And those are the people who on Monday will tell you that they're done with their holiday shopping, and then everybody will be mad at them for being done already.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's a good. I mean, like again, as the person who had Krispy Kreme donuts and Doritos
as the representative
on his family's Thanksgiving table, I am not one to question other people's traditions. So I think, you know, if that's what you do, then good for you. That's a great thing.
Yeah. Now, the one I really like is tomorrow, and that's Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Which I love. And, you know, last weekend on the Wintrust Business Lunch, I was talking with a company that is kicking off tomorrow with a giant dance party at Paris Club at like yoga's at 8 a.m. and dance parties at 9, and then a lot of small businesses are there to do their thing. So that's a thing. I'm on board with an early morning dance party.
I could dance.
Because then you don't have to fight drunk people.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be a much fresher crowd, perhaps more lucid.
Maybe awkwarder.
Yeah, that's possible. But if everybody's doing it, then...
Right, because you don't have your, like, liquid courage to go hit the dance floor and bust a move. But...
Right, but you may have just had some coffee, so you'd be a little peppier.
Sure, and just had some yoga.
Yeah, because I'm at the point where I'm like, if it's, you know, 11:30 midnight, I'm dragging pretty bad. So morning might be my ideal dance time.
Hitting the club.
Yes, I may have to test dancing at different times during the day to figure out when my ideal dance time is.
But. Sure. Well, again, maybe that's becoming a tradition for people, right?
Yeah.
Maybe this year we'll start a set of new traditions for people. I'm all for that. I think it's fun to always be open to new traditions and new things. And for a while I had this kick of, like I ended up just going to Lake Michigan, like walking up to the lake on my birthday. It wasn't that warm yet, but I was like, it was a significant birthday that particular year. And I was like, I feel like I need to jump in a lake or do something life affirming. And I did. And it ended up being kind of a thing that like on New Year's Eve, a bunch of people, we all ran and put our feet in the water, even though it was super icy, and ran back. So it kind of became this thing for a while that something about like a marking occasions with hopping in the lake, no matter the temperature of it.
Yeah.
And I'm all for when people come up with fun things to do like that.
Well, yeah, that's how we define ourselves. And that's how we kind of build our own stories as human beings, I think. And that's the sort of thing that, you know, you, your friends, your family, everybody recalls as time goes along.
Yeah.
You know, even if some of those traditions maybe don't carry on forever or they're temporary or whatever, they still become kind of locked, I think, in your memory. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
The Thanksgiving in my family that we talk about so much is the year that everything burned. Like everything, like
the world.
My brother was a baby, and my mom was like boiling all the, you know, the pieces of bottles to sterilize them, and that burned, and she was distracted getting like the burning rubber smell out of the house, and so like dinner burned, and all these things happened, and so. My dad walked in from work. He worked in the restaurant industry, so he always worked on Thanksgiving. So he walked in, and it was just such a scene of horribleness, right? He walked into like the house smelled like burning stuff and burning rubber, and it was just my mom was stressed, and we didn't know what was going on. My brother's crying because he was a baby, and my dad was like, "All right, everybody, put shoes on. We're going to get a burger." Yeah. we went out, and it was just kind of this hodgepodge of people who had probably all had the same thing happen. Like, what leads you to this little burger joint in the middle of the night on Thanksgiving? But that's the one we always talk about, right? And it became our like a funny thing in the family. Not the ones where everything went according to plan, or not the ones where we did everything the traditional way, but the ones that were ridiculous when everything was burning in the kitchen.
I think calamity is brings people together, I think, in interesting ways.
That is a thing we have seen. Yeah. Well, if you would like to share a Black Friday story with us, or a tradition that you do on this day, or maybe Thanksgiving, or just this time of year, we would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Amy Guth and Rex Hupke in for Steve Bertrand and for Bill and Wendy. We'll be back in just a bit on 720 WGN. Hey, it's Amy Guth and Rex Hupke in for Steve Bertrand in the Wintrust Business Lunch today. And we're in for Bill and Wendy, so we're going to be with you till 2:30 today when we turn things over for the pregame. John Weideman and Troy Murray will be taking care of all that, so we'll turn things over to them at about 2:30. But in the meantime, there's still lots to do. My friends, a little bit earlier we were talking about tree time because the studio is so lovely and beautiful and decorated so beautifully right now. And there's a lovely, lovely Christmas tree right here behind us in the studio that's quite lovely. Even if there is I feel like the Mrs. Claus ornament is staring at me. It's very beautiful.
It's like a very festive Chucky doll. I don't think it's going to try to kill us, it's possible.
It's realistic.
Yes.
I'm nervous about her.
Otherwise,
it's a beautiful tree.
Yes.
And I would like you to have one as well. So for you, my friends, I have a certificate for a desktop sports-themed artificial Christmas tree of your choice with white micro lights from Tree Time Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. And the package includes a Lightkeeper Pro, your complete tool for repairing holiday light sets, and a scent keeper for real Christmas tree scent on your artificial tree. So that is a lot of stuff, my friends. If you would like to call us and tell us about a silly holiday tradition that you have this time of year that's maybe a little unusual or ridiculous, or if you have a story about just a holiday that went wrong, like the tree fell over, the cat jumped in the tree and it fell over and it knocked somebody out and it spilled the eggnog, which caused this plant to explode, or whatever that thing is, if you would like to share with us, we're going to pick our favorite one, and we're going to give that away for you to enjoy.
The nuttier, the better, I say.
The nuttier, the better, for sure.
And can I just say that I've always wanted to give something away on the radio. This is a very exciting moment for me.
Well, it is your lucky day, Rex Hupke. We're going to be doing that here in just a bit.
I feel very powerful.
As the calls come in, again, it's 312-981-7200 if you have a ridiculous story to share with us. While we are awaiting all of your many calls. At 1 o'clock, we have a guest that is joining us by phone. That is Peggy Klaus, who you've talked to before.
I have. I've interviewed her several times for the workplace column that I write. And
yes.
She's an executive coach and a real expert on communication in the workplace, and I would say also just kind of in general.
Life.
Yeah, in life.
And, which is a thing we may or may not need a little bit of lately.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, we're going to talk to her a little about communication in the age of Trump, as I like to call it.
Sure.
And because whether we like it or not, that's shifted some of our dynamics a bit, I think. And then also a little bit about her approach to encouraging people to be confident in how they talk about themselves. In other words, mm-hmm. not be afraid to, as she puts it, blow your own horn a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is a really, she's got some really smart ideas on that, and I appreciate her take, and she's, I think people enjoy hearing from her.
I think that's a really important topic because I think people get in that humble brag thing where scared to say, but it's like, it's just the facts.
Right, exactly.
Even if you did something huge and like you got a, I don't know, if you won a Nobel, say it. Just say that. Don't be like, I won this little award. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. The humble brag thing is also kind of it's kind of keeping people from bragging
from
when maybe they should be.
When it's just the facts.
Exactly.
It is your stuff that you worked very hard to do. It's your stake in the ground. Put it there.
Exactly.
Do it. Own it. That's the thing. All right, my friends. Again, 312-981-7200 if you have a ridiculous holiday thing where you just had to kind of make it work or give up and go do something else, a ridiculous holiday story or a ridiculous holiday tradition. We want to hear from you, and we're going to be giving away a package from Tree Time Christmas Creations. And we have Hollis. Hi, Hollis. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, like I say, that's the only funny thing I could, because I start dialing, because I never get through, and I start dialing until I found it, and I thought, oh, my goodness, what happened?
Well,
and then I remembered that time, because we always did Christmas Eve with my husband's birthday and have his family over and everything, and then I discovered somehow my oven went off, and we had to kill another hour and a half or more until the meal got ready, and so I dug out my goofy puppets I made for the kids for Christmas, and we played puppets here for such a kill time.
So wait, we want to make sure we're hearing this right. Your oven, it was your husband's birthday, and your oven went out and on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, because it was Christmas Eve. This was his birthday. Yeah, and I discovered, I went to check my bird. I think I probably had a turkey in there for, and I went and I looked, and there it was. The oven was off. So I relit it, and then had to figure out something to do to entertain my company till the bird got done.
And so you went with puppets for that,
right? yeah, these goofy little puppets I made, because I really didn't know much what I was doing, but I decided to make little puppets for the kids. The kids were little then, you know.
Right.
I made these goofy puppets and, you know, like sort of clown-like puppets I made, you know.
my question is, how long did it take you to make the puppets from the time that you, or did you already have them around?
Oh, I already had them made, because I was going to give them, besides their regular gifts, I always make things, and I was so noted for doing goofy things. And I made these goofy little puppets, and so we got them out, and we were playing with these puppets. And they had to be, the puppet had to be at least a foot and a half. They weren't tiny puppets I made,
you know.
So with the company and me, we played with the goofy puppets, and then the meal got done.
So everything worked out fine in the end, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It always does. I mean, I always manage to survive my goofy things I do.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. It sounds like maybe this is a theme. You said the
I
things
don't know.
Plural.
I have a habit of just getting myself in over my head, I think, with things, you know.
It happens. It happens. Indeed, it does. Well, how was your Thanksgiving this year?
Oh, it was fine. You know, I had it alone, but my son could have come over, but he was going to stay home. What we do, because it's just the two of us left, the family is all down in New Mexico, which we talked to on the phone, and everyone else has died. So what we do is we go out the Sunday before when the restaurant isn't real busy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, well, it's busy, but not like the holiday.
Sure.
And we have a nice dinner, and I bake pumpkin pies for each of us and get a bomb and give him his pumpkin pie and his bomb to take home with him.
Wait,
and I have mine here at home.
Did you say a bomb?
Yeah, a whipped cream bomb.
Oh.
Not a bomb that I'm going to blow anything up.
I wondered what
you cream bomb.
Was it real?
No, not a real one.
Oh, my gosh. Hollis, I thought, like, oh, my gosh, what is she confessing to right now? What's happening?
Yeah. Oh, no. I always call it that, and I don't realize my family knows what I'm talking about.
Sure.
I see.
But no one else does. And so, you know, then we talk on the phone every day, my son and I, every morning, to make sure we're both alive and kicking, you know, because he has health problems. And then if he don't answer the phone's in his pocket somewhere. Then I got to get in the car and I drive over and I got keys to the apartment building, to his apartment, and I got to go make sure he's okay and wake him up.
Well, that's good that you watch out for each other.
Yeah, but I do a lot of strange things that I think other people wouldn't do, you know. What can I say?
Well, I love the puppets, and and I'm slightly relieved about the bomb, too.
Right.
No.
Well, thanks very much for the call, Hollis.
Have a great holiday.
Nice talking with you.
Yes, you too.
All right.
What is a whipped cream bomb?
Well,
I just have to interrupt.
I think it's when you make like a dome of it on top of a pie. I don't know. We need to Google that. I feel like. Hi, Jenna. You're on WGN.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you? So you went to the wrong house on Christmas?
Yes. See, we always go to my dad's side of the family. My dad had passed away in May of that year, so it was the first year of us going out to one of my cousin's houses. So from the city, we had to go up to Inverness. Well, we're driving around, and we got the right address. We all get out of the car. I had a newborn baby at the time. And there's eight of us. We all have our presents, and my mom always gives the host a ham for Christmas present. We all get into the house, and my mom's kissing everybody, and we're all looking around, and my mom's like, oh, my goodness, you guys grew up so much, I don't even recognize you guys anymore. And me and my sisters and brothers were all looking at each other like, Mom, I don't think we're at the right house.
That's fantastic.
And lo and behold, we had to take the Christmas presents back from underneath the tree, grab the ham off the table, and get back in the car and go to a payphone, because that was back when there was no cell phones,
awesome.
And call them and ask them where they exactly live.
Oh, my gosh, Jen.
Well, I hope you and that other family stayed in touch, because that's a great story.
Well, they were very shocked to see us, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I imagine.
Oh, my gosh. That is spectacular.
Yes, that is one for the ages. I bet that one has been relived in the family.
Yeah.
I was going
to
say.
My mother, she gives you directions, and it'd be like, and when you get to the fork in the road, you went too far. And it's like, why would you even put that on there? Why is the fork on the road on there? I mean, my mother, God rest her soul, but she was an Edith Bunker all the way.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She was hysterical.
One time,
waited 12 hours for the button to pop on the turkey, and she would not take it out till that button popped. I mean, we were eating dinner at midnight on Thanksgiving one time.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we got a very comical family, I tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
That's outstanding.
That is outstanding.
I hope somebody accidentally comes to my house sometime. That would just be really fun. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Jenna, I'm going to put you on hold 1 second, okay? Hang on.
Oh, okay.
All right, just a second. Hi, Joyce. You're on WGN.
Hi, how are you? Nice to talk to you.
Nice talking with you. So your puppy did what? What?
When I was a little girl, my father always set up a village under the Christmas tree with the little houses and trees and people. So I tried to do the same for my children when they were little, and we had just gotten a Doberman puppy. So we had the tree up, and I set up the village, and I was sitting there with the children under the tree looking at it, and the Doberman came in, and he thought he was outside and lifted his leg on the tree.
Well,
so we had a yellow snow.
Whoops.
Well, I hope they had umbrellas in that village.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that'll... little puppies and kittens are always very curious about sparkly trees and decorations and things, so you can't blame them, but, you know, that's unfortunate for you. And certainly everyone in that little village.
Yeah, I feel bad. They're the real victims here, I think.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What was that puppy's name?
That was Baron.
Baron.
Oh.
Baron the puppy. How cute. All right. Thanks very much for the call,
Joyce.
That's
a great story.
Thank you. All right. Hi, Don. You're on WGN.
Hi. It was the first Christmas after I had gotten a divorce, and I didn't have any ornaments because my former wife had taken them all.
Okay.
So I sat down, and I made 400 braided wheat ornaments. I had been working for 2 months.
Wow.
Put them on the tree and had no problem for 2 weeks. I was renting the second floor of an old, old house, and they had new tenants move in downstairs that came from outside the country. And I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, and I hear crunch, crunch.
Oh, no.
Crunch, 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 crunch. I look over, and the whole tree is moving. It was full of mice.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I'm scurrying to get those darn ornaments off the tree, and the mice are jumping off the tree. Within 24 hours, I had caught 67 mice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Holy
Don. I had a naked tree except for lights that year because I wasn't about to put them back.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's good to know the mice weren't gluten intolerant, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. That goes back 30 years ago. You know, that was before anybody knew anything.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. 60 mice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that'll put a damper on the holidays.
Well, I hope they had umbrellas in that village.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah, that'll... Well, little puppies and kittens are always very curious about sparkly trees and decorations and things, so you can't blame anybody, you know. That's unfortunate for you. And certainly everyone in that little village.
Yeah, I feel bad. They're the real victims here, I think.
They last for many years.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What was that puppy's name?
That was Baron.
Baron. Oh. Baron the puppy. How cute. All right. Thanks very much
for
the call,
Joyce.
That's
a great story. Joyce.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Hi, Don. You're on WGN.
Hi. It was the first Christmas after I had gotten a divorce, and I didn't have any ornaments because my former wife had taken them all.
Okay.
So I sat down and I made 400 braided wheat ornaments. I had been working for 2 months.
Wow.
Put them on the tree and had no problem for 2 weeks. I was renting the second floor of an old house, and they had new tenants move in downstairs that came from outside the country. And I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, and I hear crunch, crunch.
Oh, no.
Crunch, 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 crunch. I look over, and the whole tree is moving. It was full of mice.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I'm scurrying to get those darn ornaments off the tree, and the mice are jumping off the tree. Within 24 hours, I had caught 67 mice.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
Holy
God. I had a naked tree except for lights that year because I wasn't about to put them back.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's good to know the mice weren't gluten intolerant, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. That goes back 30 years ago. You know, that was before anybody knew anything.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. 60 mice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that'll put a damper on the holidays for sure. All right, Don, I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute. My friends, we're going to go to break and get you news and all that good stuff. We're running a little bit behind for that news break, but here in just a second, we're going to check in with Bob Kessler for news after the break, and we're going to declare a winner.
Yes,
it's going to be hard because these
hard.
Are super funny stories. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN.
What day is it?
It's Black Friday, November 25th.
And the Chicago Cubs are still World Series champions.
This is the year!
Have a great day and keep it on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Stora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In this season of sharing and connecting, no gift is more perfect than a new Samsung Galaxy S7. Unless it's two. That's right, buy one Samsung Galaxy S7 at Sprint and get a second free. Twice the nice. At one nice price. So dash to a Sprint store, sprint.com/holiday, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today and get two gifts to make spirits bright.
Coverage and offer not available everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. First GS7 2709 for 24 months with installment billing, second phone free after monthly credits, taxes due at sale, early termination, results on remaining balance, few restrictions apply.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Taylor Swift Signature Acoustic Pack with a Taylor guitar, bag, and songbook for just $299. A Gemini 15-inch loudspeaker pack with stand and microphone for $149. Or a Yamaha portable keyboard, just $69. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Spread a little holiday joy this year with the best personalized holiday gifts. The world-famous WGN Chicago personalized calendar is now available in the featured section on WGNradio.com. This is the ninth year for these highly sought-after calendars, and you'll see striking new color technology on all 12 monthly images for 2017. These unique calendars not only feature Chicago landmarks as seen through the lens of our spectacular photography, but the images are crafted so your name is actually in the photograph. Give a gift that is completely 100% original. Go to WGNradio.com and scroll down to the feature section. Make a purchase of our calendar and a portion of the proceeds benefit JDRF. To make 2017 an epic year, you have to start with an epic calendar. The 2K's Chicago calendar, available in the feature section at WGNradio.com. All right, my friends, we are getting into news here in just a second with Bob Kessler, but first we must say we I wish we could get to all these callers because these stories are so hilarious. But here's what we're going to do. We have two honorable mentions that are going to get Illuminati's Pizza gift certificate, that we will get you that, and we're going to get your information. And then we are going to declare a winner. So we're going to give a pizza to Don, who had wheat-based ornaments and a bunch of mice in his tree.
Yes, I hope the mice had little
red hats
on them.
And to Hollis, who forgot to turn on the oven and just happened to have a bunch of puppets around.
And a bomb of some sort.
And a whipped cream bomb, which we're going to figure out what that is. And we love them both. But we're going to declare the winner and give the Tree Time Christmas package. We're going to give that to Jenna, who went to the wrong house, put down gifts, put a ham on the table, and then had to collect them and go to the right house.
I believe we're in the wrong place.
You know, you guys don't look the same as I remember. Right. So congratulations to all the winners. Thank you all for your calls. We're going to take a little break, get you up to news here with Bob Kessler. When we come back, we are talking with author Peggy Klaus. Here is Bob Kessler.
It's cloudy, 39 at O'Hare, Michigan Avenue, the scene of demonstrations during the big shopping day. WGN's Ryan Burrow has more on the issues the protesters are hoping to call attention to.
It's a Black Friday protest. These demonstrators say they're angry over the fact that police-involved shootings, police brutality cases are reviewed by a panel that is set forth by the mayor, not an independent panel. There are also some questionable recent police-related shootings that's spurred some frustration among the people here. Police are keeping a watchful eye over them, making sure that things don't get out of control and making sure they stay on the sidewalk. Traffic flow is still going back and forth, so also trying to keep people as safe as possible. On Michigan Avenue, Ryan Burrow, WGN News.
Green Party presidential nominee Jill Stein will seek a recount in Wisconsin by today's deadline, according to a Green Party official. Stein said she's concerned voting systems in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, all states Donald Trump won, may have been hacked. The Trump transition team says to not expect any big announcements before next week. Here's ABC's Karen Travers on more on what he is up to this holiday weekend.
It looks to be another quiet day for Donald Trump, who's spending the holiday weekend with his family at his Palm Beach, Florida resort. But since he's arrived there, he's been busy on the phone with more world leaders. Spokesman Sean Spicer.
The Prime Minister of Greece, the Prime Minister of Hungary, the President of Panama, the President of Slovenia, and the Prime Minister of Sweden.
Spicer says Trump has now spoken to 41 world leaders since his election. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A federal judge has ruled that accused Charleston, South Carolina shooter Dylan Roof is competent to stand trial for the June 2015 rampage at the Mother Emanuel AME Church. Jury selection starts on Monday. If Black Friday shopping isn't your thing, ice skating's an option.
Today, the Chicago Park District ice skating ribbon at Maggie Daly Park opens. Admission is free. Skate rental is $12 during the week and $14 on the weekend. The Chicago Blackhawks ice rinks and parks across the city also opening today. Susan Berkus, WGN News.
The price tag for the contamination in East Chicago keeps going up. WGN's Veronica Carter tells us more than 250 people are suing a group of companies for $100 million in punitive damages, saying they're victims of decades worth of rampant pollution.
They say companies like BP, DuPont, and Atlantic Richfield are responsible for dangerously large amounts of toxins that have been found at a Superfund site. They say those companies knew that residents in the federally subsidized West Calumet housing complex were at risk. People who live there, mostly children, are being tested for lead and arsenic. A tort claim for residents is also suing the city of East Chicago, the mayor, various city and state agencies, Governor Mike Pence, and Kerry Gosch Elementary School. Veronica Carter, WGN News.
Your money, sports, traffic, and weather are next on WGN.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a different seat.
You've reached the Old Navy Holiday Happy Helpline. Huge news. Old Navy's Black Friday sale just got extended for one more day. That means 50% off your entire purchase today and tomorrow. Get 50% off your entire purchase in stores for one more day. Old Navy's biggest sale of the year is too good to miss. Get 50% off every gift on your list and your entire purchase. Get down to Old Navy tomorrow to save 50% off. Hang up now and run to Old Navy. Valid 11/25 through 11/26. In stores only. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, and today only deals.
When you buy $25 worth of Buffalo Wild Wings holiday gift cards, you earn a bonus card worth up to $100. It's like buying a new TV, then getting another TV that's either a little smaller or possibly way bigger for free. But you can't trade those TVs for wings because they're a metaphor. Bonus cards. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus. Not valid in New York, Florida, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For limited time while supplies last. Limit 4. See participating location at BuffaloWildWings.com for details.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like an Epiphone Les Paul Special One Electric Guitar for just $79. A pair of Tascam Studio headphones or an AKG vocal mic. Your choice, just $19. Or guitar stands or wall hooks, $2 for $10. Save up to 40% on gear in every department and go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Make spirits bright for every musician on your list. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
This year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-year donations to do this critical work. Donate before midnight December 31st and help us bring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that'll change someone's life.
Your money on WGN. Stocks have finished higher on a holiday shortened trading day, continuing a record-setting run for major U.S. indexes. The Dow and other major market benchmarks renewed record highs. Though trading was relatively quiet, the Dow rose 68 points, S&P 500 climbed 8, NASDAQ Composite added 18 points. WGN Sports, we have the Blackhawks visiting Anaheim today, pregame 2:30, face-off at 3 with John and Troy here on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Northwestern hosts Illinois tomorrow in Big Ten football, pregames at 10:30, kickoff at 11 with Dave Bennett and Ted Albrecht on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Jim Ryan has WGN traffic.
On the city south side, watching fire activity in the South Shore neighborhood. That's at 79th and East End. Crews working on a fire there. Otherwise, protests continue downtown. That's on Michigan Avenue, north of Erie, south of Water Tower Place and the Hancock. For the most part, these protests have been confined to the sidewalks, but if you're exiting southbound Lakeshore Drive and heading south on Michigan Avenue, it'll be pretty hard to miss, so not a bad idea to avoid that stretch of Michigan Avenue for the time being. Right now, Metro reporting delays of about 20 minutes due to freight train interference. That's inbound on the UP West line. Also this afternoon, expect a modified schedule on the BNSF line as they accommodate Black Friday shoppers. Otherwise, travel times look good. No problems on the Edens-Kennedy 20-minute trip either way between O'Hare and downtown. No problems on the Ike or the Stevenson-Dan Ryan 15 minutes between 95th and downtown. 57, the Ford and Lakeshore Drive look good. No problems on the tollways. In Lake Station, Indiana, still watching an accident which has the ramp closed from the westbound side of the Indiana Toll Road to the eastbound side of 8094. Ongoing accident investigation there. In Oak Brook, a crash at Route 83 near Hodges. Jim Ryan, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, a 20% chance of showers before 4 p.m. Tonight, cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy, low 34. For Saturday, partly sunny, high 47. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low 37. And then Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 49. We have 39 now at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, 39 in Plainfield, 40 along Chicago's lakefront. I'm Bob Kessler in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Next, Black Friday hockey from Anaheim. The Blackhawks and the Ducks. Judge pregame at 2:30, John and Troy at 3.
Blackhawks hockey is on 720 WGN.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up, and that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Countryside Church and Palatine's annual Holiday Fair Trade Bazaar is set for Sunday, December 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Shop fair trade products from all over the globe, including jewelry, handbags, toys, clothing, scarves, holiday decorations, coffee, tea, and chocolate. You'll find the perfect holiday gift while supporting the right of people everywhere to earn a living wage. The bazaar is open to the public and located at 1025 North Smith Road in Palatine with plenty of free parking. Call 847-359-8440 for more information.
Is there someone in your family with a disability or special need? Is their future care protected? Confused by complicated government benefits? Protected Tomorrows, a leader in assisting families with special needs, can help you. Protected Tomorrows has over two decades of experience creating life care plans for those with special needs. When you can't be there, they will. Get help now at ProtectedTomorrows.com or call 866-544-NEED. 866-544-NEED.
Those serving in our military, they're the difference makers. Separated from family, enduring hardships far from home, sacrificing for their country. Well, for those of us who support our armed forces through the USO, we get to make a difference too. Through the USO, we get to be the force behind the forces, connecting them to every comfort of family, home, and country possible. It's a good feeling to make a difference. Visit uso.org/force to learn how you can be the force behind the forces.
The season to give into temptations at Sullivan Steakhouse, perfect for celebrations of any size. Their juicy steaks, succulent seafood, and holiday spirits are sure to indulge and delight. Book your next festive fling today at Sullivan Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, and Lincolnshire. The best deal of the day is tonight on WGN-TV. Watch Dwayne Wade and the Bulls roll into Philly to battle the Sixers tonight at 6:30 on WGN-TV. All right, my friends, we are going to take a little break and get you the news and all that good stuff. When we come back, we are going to be...
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. If you think about that, I mean, go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on here at St. Jude, and that's beating this thing.
Sit tight.
Do not leave the house.
Don't do anything. Just sit there and drink kale juice and nothing else. That's all I need you to do. Just be careful. All right, my friends, we'll take a little break and get you the news and all that good stuff here on 720 WGN.
It was the front page that took 108 years to print. You're invited to come to Tribune Tower this Tuesday, November 29th, as editors, reporters, and photographers share stories, photos, and more of how they created the historic front page the day Chicago's beloved baseball team became champions. For tickets and more info about this very special event, visit chicagotribune.com/frontpageevent.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. Truth is, opioids only mask the pain, and they come with serious side effects, from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise. Choose physical therapy. Visit moveforwardpt.com.
This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, said emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In this season of sharing and connecting, no gift is more perfect than a new Samsung Galaxy S7. Unless it's two. That's right. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S7 at Sprint and get a second free. Twice the nice. At one nice price. So dash to a Sprint store, Sprint.com/holiday, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today and get two gifts to make spirits bright.
Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. First GS7 2709 for 24 months with installment billing. Second phone free after monthly credits, taxes, due at sale. Early termination results on remaining balance. Due restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Ro Khan. I'm going to be at Apple Chevrolet in Tinley Park on Saturday, December 10th from noon till 3. Now, come on out. Bring a new unwrapped toy for the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots Drive. Details at WGNRadio.com/events.
Treat your family to a VIP experience at Chicago's favorite holiday tradition, Goodman Theater's A Christmas Carol. Go to WGNRadio.com/contests for a chance to win four tickets to the December 9th performance, backstage tour, and dinner at Joe's Seafood Prime Steak and Stone Crab.
720 WGN, Amy Guth and Rex Hupke in for Bill and Wendy. It is now 1:32, so let's check in upstairs with our good friend Bob Kessler for news.
It's a day of shopping for many, a day of protest for some others. WGN's Ryan Burrow was on the Mag Mile, where protesters staged their demonstrations.
The demonstrators continue their slow march down Michigan Avenue, pausing in front of stores, sometimes linking arms and preventing people from getting in or out. Police are flanking the outside on the sidewalk, preventing them from crossing the street. At one point, they did try to get across Michigan Avenue to the Apple Store. Police would not let that happen.
The protesters want more attention on the need for a better relationship between African-American communities and police. Germany's largest airline, Lufthansa, has canceled 830 short- and medium-haul flights today, affecting 100,000 passengers. A pilot strike is in its third day in a long-running dispute over wages. And robberies where victims are forced to withdraw money from ATMs are being warned of by police. They say five of them have been reported this month in Garfield Park and Humboldt Park. The Sun-Times reports a group of men approaches the victims and threatens them with a weapon before demanding money or belongings. We'll check your money, sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
When you make dinner, somewhere a mouse waits for leftovers. When you clean up, somewhere a cockroach scurries away. Could somewhere be in your home? Household pests are more than a nuisance. Mice contaminate food and transmit disease. Termites cause $5 billion in property damage each year. And cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks. Visit pestworld.org to learn how to protect your family. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger near you. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your money on WGN. Stocks finished higher on a holiday shortened trading day, continuing a record-setting run for major U.S. indexes. Utilities and phone companies posted solid gains. Energy companies fell along with the price of oil. The Dow rose 68 points. S&P 500 climbed 8. The NASDAQ composite added 18 points. Checking WGN Sports, we have the Blackhawks visiting Anaheim today. Pre-games at 2:30, face-off at 3 with John and Troy on 720 WGN, WGNradio.com. Tomorrow we'll have Northwestern hosting Illinois in Big Ten football. Pre-game for that at 10:30. Kickoff at 11 with Dave Ennett and Ted Albrecht on 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Jim Ryan's here with WGN Traffic.
Fire activity on the city's south side. Crews responding to a fire in the South Shore neighborhood. That's at 79th and East End. Also some fire activity on the north side. That's in the Logan Square neighborhood on Fairfield north of Altgeld. That's a couple blocks east of Sacramento. Crews responding to a fire there as well. Otherwise, on the expressways, travel times look pretty good. Inbound Eden starting to build, though. 21 in from Lake Cook, 19 minutes back out. Kennedy Expressway 24 now in from O'Hare, 21 headed outbound. As for the Eisenhower, not too bad yet, but 35 minutes in from Thorndale. Outbound side wide open from Congress Parkway. No problems on the Stevenson, the Dan Ryan, still slow through downtown, 19 minutes in from 95th Street, 15 minutes back out. I-57, Bishop Ford, and Lakeshore Drive look good. Keep in mind, protests continue downtown. That's on Michigan Avenue along the Mag Mile, north of Erie, south of the Hancock and Water Tower Place. For the most part, that's been confined to the sidewalks, but you'll see extra police presence there as well as extra pedestrian traffic, so not a bad idea to avoid that area. And Oak Brook, still a crash on Route 83 northbound near 22nd. Jim Ryan, WGN Traffic Central.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, a 20% chance of showers before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Cloudy, high up to 43. Tonight, cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy, 34 for the low. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 47. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 49. It's 39 at O'Hare, 40 at Midway, 39 in Morton Grove, 40 along Chicago's lakefront. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Bob Kessler on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right, my friends, Amy Guth and Rex Hupke in for Bill and Wendy. We're going to take a little break and be back in just a bit here on 720 WGN.
Do you still have time to refinish your deck, seal the driveway? What about all those leaves? Can't you just let them pile up? Well, I'll have the answers to those and all of your questions about your home on the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Luzon tomorrow morning, beginning at 7 on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Thora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You've reached the Old Navy Holiday Happy Helpline. Huge news. Old Navy's Black Friday sale just got extended for one more day. That means 50% off your entire purchase today and tomorrow. Get 50% off your entire purchase in stores for one more day. Old Navy's biggest sale of the year is too good to miss. Get 50% off every gift on your list and your entire purchase. Get down to Old Navy tomorrow to save 50% off. Hang up now and run to Old Navy. Valid 11/25 through 11/26. In stores only. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, and today only deals.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of 6 or less. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Thank you.
720 WGN. Hey, it's Amy Guth and Rex Huffy in for Bill and Wendy today. Happy Black Friday to you, question mark? I don't know if it's a happy day. I don't know. A lot of people are out. It was a little quieter on Michigan Avenue earlier. Seems like a lot of people are out and about now doing shopping, doing stuff. There is, of course, some protest activity happening nearby, so we're going to keep you updated on that, of course, as that unfolds and as we know more and as that group is moving around. That protest group is moving. So, but still lots to do on the show in the time we have remaining. About 2:30, we're going to turn things over for Trey Murray and John Weideman's pregame show and get you to the game. All that good stuff coming up. But you know what? We got to take a minute, Rex. We got to talk about Florence Henderson. I am mighty sad about the Florence Henderson passing. She has died at age 82 of heart failure. That news came in late last night. So sad. And, like, I think such a beloved figure. And for the most part, without controversy, you know, she wasn't, we have to note that about our celebrities, but she was, I think, still of the era where you kept it under wraps if you did something freaky. But,
right, you know,
she was a non-controversial and I think widely loved figure, you know, as the Brady Bunch mom. And I think we kind of underestimate what that show meant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Brady was a single mom. And when that show started in 1969, and I think we shouldn't overlook the value of that. That was all of the single moms on TV were trailblazers at that time and in the years that followed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that was a really, really big deal. There's a cute piece on Inc.com, Inc. like Incorporated, that's like 10 life lessons from Mrs. Brady that's really cute. But one of them that really stuck out was about gender equality.
Yeah.
In particular, it's about the episode, although this happened in several episodes, let's be real, where the boys wouldn't let the girls in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, nope, we're not gonna bother them. We don't need their clubhouse. Girls, we're gonna build our own clubhouse. So she was all, and it's kind of like a cute and kitschy thing that was on this list. But then as you think about it, you're like, actually, she did that.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. And I mean, that, you know, so often I think you see, popular culture, television shows, that sort of thing, really lead the charge on, different ways of thinking about different behaviors, different, you know, the way we should be, perhaps. And I think in the terms of gender equality, you saw her right there doing something that, you know, even at that time, we were still kind of in the earlier stages of that sort of thinking. And, you know, and I think it's a great thing. I mean, you know, we've seen that more in recent decades here with,
sure,
you know, having gay characters on,
yeah,
LGBT characters on different television shows. But I mean, it always seems like it comes from there. And then when you have someone like Florence Henderson, who, you know, she was one of those figures. I've never met anyone who didn't like Florence Henderson. Let's put it that way. I mean, she was really,
right,
when you say beloved, that's kind of, it sort of sounds canned, but
right,
she was. I mean,
yeah,
she really was. And people really looked to her and people bonded with that character.
Right. You've never heard anyone go, oh, man, I hate Carol Brady. No,
right,
one says that.
Exactly.
No one says, like, oh.
Yeah.
Even when she was doing the Wesson oil ads, it wasn't, she was not a problem.
Yeah, no. Carol Brady was always good.
Bless her.
Yeah. So, no, it's horrible. And this year, I mean, good Lord, we're losing so many people. It's just been ridiculous. Bowie, Prince.
I cried real tears over David Bowie's death.
Oh, so did I. Yeah.
I am a very big Bowie fan.
He made me believe it was okay to be weird.
Yeah. I think that's very real. My cousin is the biggest Prince fan I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this conversation after both of them had died. And she said, you know what? Prince made it okay for me to be weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And study art and do the things that I do. And you know, and I don't think I felt that permission because I didn't see it happening anywhere,
right, right,
so much. At least she hadn't found a role model she connected to in the way until she came across Prince and his music. And, you know, Bowie did a lot for the way we think about gender norms. And I mean, at the time,
oh, yeah,
when Ziggy Stardust, the very androgynous character, was happening, nobody had heard of that.
No, no.
That was blowing a lot of minds right there.
Yeah,
so,
big
like,
time.
He also did a lot to revolutionize the music industry with Bowie Bonds,
mm-hmm,
which is kind of a totally different way to fund an album and a project that he really kind of pioneered with some people. So I'm still not over Bowie. And then I had to grieve all over again for Prince and then for Leonard Cohen,
mm-hmm,
who I super love. And that was very, very sad. We've got Florence Henderson.
Gene Wilder.
Muhammad Ali, Arnold Palmer,
Gwen Ifill. I cried real tears over that one, too.
Talk about a loss for journalism. My goodness.
When we really need her very much, I believe.
2016, not the best year for generally beloved people, I would say.
If you are a beloved celebrity, don't do anything.
Yes, we
don't
need
move.
You.
I just need you to drink smoothies.
Yep. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy. Do the things. I know it's weird, though. I mean, people keep saying, every time I look at social media, people are like, man, 2016 can jump in a lake.
Yeah. Now, people are down on this year big time, and I can understand why, between not just the result of the election, which obviously for more than 50% of the population was not viewed favorably, but the whole campaign itself was so negative, and it was so... There was just so much dirt being thrown and so much negativity. Yeah. So you've got all that. Then you've got all these people dying.
Right.
And, it's been a bit of a downer. I mean, you try to look at the positive stuff, which, of course, there's lots of. And I think we have a story we might share at some point that shines a light on that side of things. But
yeah, there's a really interesting piece in Men's Health that I saw tweeted that's very funny. And it was like, okay, lots of bad things happen, but here are a couple of good ones.
Yeah, it's important to remember that. Yeah, definitely.
Cubs World Series win is one of them here in our own backyard. I think even if you are a Sox fan, you can, which I am, that you can still say, that was cool. I was outside of Wrigley when that happened, so I got to see kind of that crowd, and that was cool, and that was very happy, and that did a lot of good because people were loudly celebrating for hours. I could hear them.
Oh, yeah. No, it was absolute. It was absolutely crazy. But, there's lots of good. And there's good in your individual lives, too. I think it's important for people to take, especially as we come to the end of the year and stuff, to take a little time and reflect on, okay, what are the good things that happened to me? Because it's easy to just focus on the bad. And we do that too much, perhaps.
Well, earlier in the show, we were talking about, holiday traditions. Do you have anything around, setting resolutions or reflecting on the year, anything like that you do, that you're willing to admit?
I reflect on nothing. I charge forward and assume everything I've done is right.
I read Courage Wolf memes, and I move forward. WGN. Hey, it's Amy Guth and Rex Hupke in for Bill and Wendy today. We will be with you until 2:30 when we take you up to the pregame with John Weideman and Troy Murray. That face-off's at 3 o'clock. But plenty to do between a story. A few different outlets have this. I read it on Washington Post. It's a story of a repo man that was sent. He went to go get this couple's car, this elderly couple's car, and he didn't really want to do that. So he helped pay it off for them instead. That's a lovely little heartwarming way to start a story.
It is, yeah. And this was down in southern Illinois. And might as well call him out. His name is Jim Ford. And, he went to he had to. It was his job to go and get this car that they were not making their payments on because they couldn't. They were unable to. It's an older couple. And he went once to try to get it and then couldn't do it. And then he went back again and then he definitely couldn't do it. And then he said, okay, to heck with it. We're going to figure out a way to pay this thing off and get it to him. And so they'd started a GoFundMe page, an online fundraiser of some sort, and raised more than enough money. So they wound up, they got the car paid off. They got an oil change. They took it in to get detailed. They did some maintenance on it, replaced light bulbs. And then one of the people that works for Mr. Ford went by the grocery store and bought the couple of turkey. This is before Thanksgiving. So, and, these are the things that happen really all the time. And you'll note in a story like this, we don't know anything really about any of these people. We don't know if one voted for one person or one voted for another or what their political leanings are or anything like that.
Yeah.
These are just some human beings who interacted and a very positive thing came out of it. And I know that this sort of thing happens way more than we hear about.
Yeah, sometimes we never know about it until years later. And
sure.
Because a lot of times when people are on the receiving end, that person is in the best position to talk about it, and they usually won't.
Right.
They're like, it's probably humbling to have someone step up for you. But everybody needs help sometimes in some way or another.
Yeah.
It's hard to ask for it. But sometimes strangers come through in amazing ways. And sometimes you never even know the person's name. It's lovely. I think it's lovely when you see humanity showing because we walk around with armor of jerks all the time, right?
Yeah.
And when you see the human part, it's so lovely.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it is true that most of what gets reported on often tends to be negative. But you know, these little gems bubble up from time to time, and it's very refreshing. But I think it's important to remember how much more of these there are than what you actually see or hear about or read about. And I think it was, I may be getting this wrong, but I think it was Anna Quinlan, the New York Times columnist from a long time ago, mm-hmm. and she went on to be an author, who referred to people as everyday angels, which I always thought was a nice term.
I like that.
Apologies to Ms. Quinlan if I'm getting that wrong.
She's shaking her head, filing a
lawsuit.
That's not what I said, you idiot.
There will be a horrible story that comes out of this. No, but I think that idea that, you know, good people walk among us, and many of them are us. So.
And to be fair, like, it's not really about reporting negativity. Sometimes it's about what is newsworthy, what is happening in the world.
I should know more than that. Yeah.
And so sometimes what's happening in the world is something quite lovely, like this. It's harder to find those things, and sometimes there's, more urgency to report on the things that people might say that are negative, because sometimes there's like a public safety or something like that kind of piece of it. You know, you need to know these things quickly and in a big way. But when these kind of things happen, I think they're really, really quite lovely. And I love that they went beyond. It wasn't, because it wasn't very much. The past due amount on the car was $350. What we're not talking about, like, they bought the whole car for them.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's when you give people an avenue, they step in. I've seen that so many times. I've seen that with stories. A long time ago, I wrote a story about a little West Side youth football team that was trying to get to a tournament in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And they'd been trying so hard. They were selling bottles of water. They were doing all these things to try to raise money, and they weren't going to make it. And the coach contacted me. He just told me about it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he was trying to help his team. And so I went, and they were in a pretty rough area with a lot of violence, and this was an opportunity to get these kids to somewhere safe, mm-hmm. you know, after school and all this stuff. And they were quite literally the bad news bears of youth football. I mean, they were, you know, ridiculous uniforms, different colored helmets. I mean, it was just a complete mess. And so I wrote the story about it, and holy cow, did people, I mean, the Bears donated uniform. They're now like the probably the most well-established setup youth football team in the country. I mean, you know, their field got redone, but it was amazing, and it was deserving. I mean, this was a good program that was doing something positive, and people saw that, and they felt something in their heart, and they said, okay, I want to do something to help out. And it came in all different forms. It wasn't just, you know, there were some really big, generous donations from some wealthy people or organizations, but then there were a ton of $5, $10, you know, things. And you see that all the time. You read about somebody there was a house fire right before Christmas, and then
people,
the community,
step in,
just whoosh, you know, overwhelms them with stuff. And it's just great. I mean, I think that shows the real goodness that is in most people.
Yeah. And, you know, I really love, I talked about this on my Saturday night show just recently about that do it alone, person to person mentality versus, oh, I should go tell some organization about this. You know, I think that's, we should support organizations that are important to us, you know, that are doing work that matters in our lives. But also there's value in just taking action the minute you see an opportunity to do so.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's handing someone a dollar that needs it or two. Sometimes that's like, this person doesn't have a coat and I'm going to give them one or whatever. That can take a lot of forms. Sometimes like, that person needs food or water or whatever. But sometimes that can, you know, it can just take so many different different forms. And I think it's so beautiful when, you know, when people just, they don't go get permission. They don't need to necessarily tell everybody. They just go do it.
Yeah.
Just
exactly.
Do the thing. I think that's really lovely. I love doing stuff like that. And I think it's kind of, there's things I don't put on social media. I mean, sometimes I'll be like, I'm at this volunteer place because I want to put a light on the place.
Sure.
But sometimes, twice a year I do a thing where I make sandwiches and pass them out, but I never tell anybody when I do it, except for like, I might text a person to be like, hey, come help me.
Yeah.
But I think, cause I don't want it to be about what I'm doing. I want it to just be about feeding people.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And I think that's, those are lovely moments when people do them. So yeah, more of those. And I love when we talk about them, and I love when we get the opportunity to talk about them. And you know, this story about this repo man that, you know, paid off this car for this elderly couple, right here in Illinois, $350 is not an insignificant amount of money.
No.
But it's, you know, it's not unattainable. It's not like it was $3 million.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
If you got 10 friends, you can get them each
you
a chip
get
at $35 and
yeah.
there you go.
You can get that done. Yeah. And little, you know, small groups of people have and individuals have changed plenty of lives doing things like that. Just like, you know what, I'm going to give that person a meal or a hug or help them when because they're in this tough spot and they can't get out of it. And I love that. I think it's beautiful. And holy moly, do we need more of that right now.
Yeah, I think people sometimes are not sure how to go about those sort of things. And,
yeah.
and the thing that
really
I found...
feel awkward.
Right. I mean, look, if you want to do something for one family, for example... call your church, call your temple, call a place of worship that you go to and say, who do you know who needs the help the most?
Yeah.
Or go to an active, you know, somebody who works in the community, an activist or somebody, a social worker, and say, hey, look, I'm feeling very fortunate this year and I want to pay for somebody's, you know, Christmas tree and a big dinner for them or something.
Yeah.
And just go and say, hey, look, tell me, and you can do that. I mean, that's easy to do.
Yeah.
And that's, no, and I'm not saying you shouldn't support big organizations either, but it's
just,
if you want to do that kind of direct thing, I think it's really valuable. I think it's good for, you know, the community. I mean, you know, it just all good comes out of that. There's no downside.
And I think it's kind of a ripple effect. And I think too that there's a woman, Lisa Dietlin, who works to help organizations to do philanthropy well and help individuals. And I've had her on the show many times as a guest. And she always says, you know what, anyone can be a philanthropist because everybody has something to give. Even if we have nothing, we can smile, we can give good, you know, kind words, we can hug people, we need to and mm-hmm. we must. Like, to her, she always pushes on the point that it's really kind of a moral imperative that when you see those moments, you take them. Very, very important things to talk about.